A small little thing that has oars that you can use on a lake. Just a
bicycle.
On a lake, with paddles or oars that you go around the lake with. Go around on.
Oh, we would call them a boat.
A boat?
A boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Well, we would call it a pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty...
necklace.
Is there any other word you'd use for it? Like strand of beads or string of beads?
String of beads.
String of beads. If two men have a fight and one beats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really...
He really got whoops.
Okay. You might call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down, what? If I were down... If I were down like this, you might say I'm down on my...
knees.
Or what else? Would you ever say I'm down on my haunches?
We would say down on your knees.
Down on my knees, okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person?
I don't want to divide with nobody. Just, they don't want to divide. We call that stingy. Just want everything for yourself.
Would you ever call somebody like that a... tightwad or skinflint or any of those words?
Yeah, we just
call them stingy?
Yes, just call them stingy.
Stingy, okay. Suppose a person's wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say he really looks...
funny.
Okay. Would you ever say tacky or slouchy, any of those?
Yeah, we say, well, he looks slouchy.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really
She's dressed up.
And if a man was wearing his best clothes, you'd say he's really...
he's really dressed.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly...
Is lively.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
We call it a woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass, not a cricket?
A hoppergrass.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control, like a car on the road? You might... go all out of the road and go all over.
We'd say lost control.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say it went ever which way? Or have you ever heard of Annie Goglin?
No.
Would you ever say ever which way or every which way?
Ever which way. You know, it'd be going, couldn't stop it.
What about an explosion when pieces of metal? How would you say the pieces of metal went?
It was blowed up.
Would you say they went ever which way or scattered or what?
It's scattered.
What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Haunted house.
Okay. What are the spirits that live in these houses called?
Haunts.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
A black cat.
Is that what you call them?
That's anything.
Right. Okay.
That's a black cat.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck?
They call that the jinx.
A chance?
The jinx.
Oh, jinx. Okay.
The jinx.